From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Rescuers are pulling scores of coal miners from a flooded mine in North China, where they've been trapped for more than a week. As NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing, rescuers had all but given up hope of finding survivors among the more than 150 missing miners.
A government spokesman at the Wangjialing mine in northern Shanxi province says that a miracle has happened. State media said that when water gushed into the mine from an adjacent shaft, some of the miners had fixed themselves to the wall with their belts. They hung there for days before getting into a mining cart that floated by. The first nine miners to be rescued are in stable condition at local hospitals. State media report that rescuers are still pulling miners out of the mine, but it's not clear how many of the 153 trapped miners are still alive. Rescuers had almost given up hope when they heard miners deep underground tapping on a pipe on Friday. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
As many as 20 million people felt one of the strongest earthquakes to hit the U.S.-Mexico border region in years. Sunday's quake was centered near Mexicali, Mexico, and felt all over Southern California, plus Nevada and Arizona. Alex Young is a tourist from Washington State. He was in a San Diego hotel room when it hit.
I was there reading in the room, and all of a sudden the floor started moving, and I thought my grandkid was jumping up and down next door, and I said, "All right, kids, why my door, my floor moving?" And then I realized it was an earthquake.
Buildings swayed from Los Angeles to Tijuana. Damage reports are growing. Wally Castro is with the fire department in Calexico, Arizona.
Throughout the city, there's a lot of mostly injuries. But downtown area was what got hit the worst, I believe, at least with property damage.
The Calexico City Council has declared a state of emergency. There have been no reports of injuries there, but near the epicenter in Mexico, officials say a man died when his house collapsed. Space Shuttle Discovery is on track to lift off from Kennedy Space Center in Florida just before sunrise. From member station WMFE, Judah Smelser reports that the shuttle is scheduled for a 13-day mission to the International Space Station.
Space Shuttle Discovery will deliver new sleeping quarters to the International Space Station, along with science racks for the station's labs and other supplies. The gear will be going up in a module that NASA compares to a big moving van. It's called Leonardo, and it carries tons of cargo to and from the space station. This is slated to be Leonardo's last round trip before the end of the Space Shuttle program. The module will return to the station on the final shuttle mission scheduled for later this year, but it won't be going back to Earth. NASA plans for Leonardo to stay on the orbit outpost permanently after the shuttle is retired. For NPR News, I'm Judith Smelser in Orlando.
And you're listening to NPR News. There's been more violence in Russia's volatile North Caucasus region of Ingushetia. A suicide bomber is being blamed for killing two policemen. Another was injured. A second bomb went off about a half an hour after the first. The attacks come a week after twin suicide bombings on the Moscow subway killed 40 people and wounded scores of others during rush hour. There have also been suicide attacks in the Dagestan region of the Caucasus. Egyptian officials and activists say a publisher has been arrested after releasing a book praising potential opposition presidential candidate Mohamed El-Baradei. Baradei has said he might stand for president next year if reforms are enacted. NPR's Peter Kenyon has more on that story from Cairo.
Police raided the home of publisher Ahmed Mahana, head of a publishing house that last month issued a book titled El-Baradei and the Dream of the Green Revolution. The Arabic Network for Human Rights Information released a statement calling the arrest a serious violation of freedom of opinion and expression. Baradei, the former head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, faces steep institutional hurdles if he should choose to run in next year's presidential elections. But analysts say his international stature and name recognition have caused some anxiety within the ruling National Democratic Party. President Hosni Mubarak has not said if he will stand for a sixth term, and his son Gamal has denied speculation that he's being groomed to assume power. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Cairo.
Last week's positive jobs report in the U.S. is providing optimism in global markets. Most Asian markets climbed in Monday, but trading was lighter than usual because many were closed. European markets will remain closed on Monday, but Wall Street will be open for business. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.